Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good.
Doing awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Joe, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. And I know that you were talking with Tara, who does such a wonderful job going over the basics. And in fact, she had requested a special credit for you because at one time you did have a website, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just grabbing her notes. Now, Joe, before we jump into the pricing, there was a couple of things that I found when I searched up your company by name. Okay? I saw these really good reviews, 5-star reviews, in fact, on a listing called Angie's. And then I also saw some as well on Facebook. I see a Yelp page, and I did find a Google business profile for you. Hello, Joe. Are you there? Hello, Joe. I don't know if you hit the mute button, Joe. Are you there? Hello, Joe.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there you are.
I don't know what happened, but my mute button was hit.
Oh,
I don't know how that happened.
Well, it happens to me sometimes. My cheek will hit the mute button when I'm talking
I
on the
think that
phone.
may be what it was. I don't know.
I get
But
that too
anyway,
many times.
I tried to get on Google, and I set up a meeting with them, and they never called me back.
Yeah. Well, you know, with Google, it's everything's through chat, but because we're a Google channel partner, companies like ourselves help businesses like you with getting that first page placement. So you have a profile, Joe,
Yeah.
but unless if I know your company by name, I'm not going to see your profile. But I did find it. In fact, you have 5-star reviews on there. So excellent job. So,
Yeah.
you know, this all tells me, right, that you provide a quality service, and I think you and I both agree on that. And
Yeah.
that's what, this is the kind of company we're looking to work with, okay? Now, once we begin working with you on this first page of Google and Bing, we will close out the category. So what that means is that we won't work with anyone else in your territory who offers the same services, Joe, because we want to make sure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Angie's HomeAdvisor listing, is that current? Is that a program that you're using now?
No, I had to quit them because
Okay.
they charge on leads,
Yes.
not actually what lead I get. They'll just pull a number out of the sky and send it to me, and I call them, and there's no answer. It's
Yeah.
not even a people there.
Yeah, and they
So
charge you,
they
right?
charge me for it anyway.
Yeah, it's how their process is. Definitely. Okay, so you're not using them. Where
No.
does a lot of your work come from now, Joe? Is it word of
Well.
mouth?
Well, of that, because I've been in business so long and I've got repeat business from a lot of people, plus
Okay.
Craigslist.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But
So you
people's not
post on there
using
often?
Craigslist as much.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Craigslist at one time used to be super popular, right?
Yeah.
But typically people are going on Google
People
and
really don't want, they don't want to talk to people. They just want to do it online.
Well,
I've got a business Facebook page,
I saw
but
that.
I don't use it that much. Every once in a while I'll post pictures on it, but
Yes, I did see
nobody
the Facebook.
answers it.
Well, you know, Joe, I'll tell you this. Majority of people now are going on Google because when you need a service, right, you're gonna want to talk to someone directly. And that's why a lot of people, 90% of searches, will start and stop on the first page of Google. So our job is always making sure that that profile of yours pops up on the first page and that they can call you directly. Now, there is one particular package that I think would be a really good fit for you, and it's called our Platinum. It's the VIP package with Facebook marketing. Okay, the way that we set it up, Joe, it's a fixed flat rate and it's monthly. So we're not going to charge you for every call or every job that you get. Okay, and they will call you directly, finding you listed on Google. But basically, this package, I'm going to apply this credit, and what it's going to do, Joe, it's going to bring down your cost to a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. Okay? Now, it will have a one-time $99 setup fee, and that would be to cover your programming. So the initial investment to start it today would be $398, and then your monthly after that is $299. What this is going to include, Joe, is taking your profile and optimizing it, moving it to the first page of Google, and managing it there. We're going to list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We're going to submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps, and we're going to do Facebook advertising. Now,
I think I'm already on Yelp.
So you know how, yes, you have a profile on Yelp. So what we're going to do is we're not going to create you a new page. We're going to make sure that that Yelp page is visible for people to see that go on Yelp, okay? Yeah. Now, with Facebook, any time, Joe, that someone goes on Google and they're looking up excavating or any of your services and they go to their own Facebook page, your ad is going to pop up. It's going to show up on their Facebook page, and that's also going to help you reach more new customers. We can actually target an audience that has an interest, makes a certain income level, or even by location, so that when they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. Now, I did see on your Facebook, okay, and also on your Google Business profile, I saw that there was some pictures, right, of some of your work.
Yeah.
And I want people to see the quality work that you do. So, we're going to build you a website. And we're going to attach that website where your business is listed, okay? And then we cover the mobile platform. Now, what that means, anybody that's using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, Siri, Alexa to search up your services will find you listed on that first page of Google. So this package, it would pretty much cover all of your bases, and that's what you would be looking at. $398 is to get it started, but then it's $299 monthly after that. And that price will not change no matter how long you're with us on a monthly basis.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait on this. I don't quite have the money yet.
Could I ask you, and again, I appreciate your honesty, right, and the price, you know, just not feasible for you. Tell me, Joe, is it the initial investment or is it the monthly out of your range? The monthly. Okay. So let me see here. I'm going to look at something. Let me ask you this, Joe, okay? They give me 2 credits a month, okay, that I can use for like a friend or even a family member that wants to list their business on Google. And to be very honest with you, I don't know anybody that runs their own company. My aunt's a caterer, but hers is all word of mouth, right? Because people have tried her food, so they refer her to others. what if I could ask my manager to allow me to offer it to you with my friends and family credit, okay? What it would do is it would bring down the monthly cost to $249, okay? So you're saving an additional $50, right? That $249 would stay the same price, and your setup fee would only be $50. So basically, you would pay $299 to get it started, and then your monthly is $249 every month after that. However, we would have to ask you to stick it out 4 months. We call it like a 4-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. If I could get that approval for you, okay, would that be more feasible for you to give us a shot?
Yeah. And then in 4 months, go back to the...
It won't go back to the original rate. No, no. So you pay every month the $249. We just tell you, you know, stick it out 4 months. But no matter how long you're with us, you're going to still stay at that $249 a month. That price won't change on you because you would be coming in at my friends and family rate.
Oh, okay.
So it won't change. Would that be more feasible for you? Like, if I can get that approval right now, would you be willing to give us a shot today? That way we can prove this to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do this. While I'm waiting for her response, you know, Joe, there, I don't know if this is the best email for you. It's on your Facebook page. Extreme Excavation, the number 4, and then you, like umbrella, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's a good email,
correct.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's my business email.
Do you check it frequently? Which one do you prefer?
No. I prefer my personal.
Okay. What's that email?
It's J-E-Lane, L-A-Y-N-E, 54,
okay,
at gmail.com.
Okay. How long have you been in business now, Joe? Do you mind if I ask?
2017.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. So you're an established business.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. What a blessing, right? I know a lot of
really.
People didn't make it through COVID, you know, but thank God you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That's so awesome. You know, I know a lot of people aren't real open, like when you say thank God or you know what I mean, but I don't know. I'm not going to shy away from him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I always got to give him praise.
Yep.
In the good or bad,
go.
Right? I'm all in the good or bad times. That's what my pastor says. Even when you're having a tough time, make sure you thank him.
Thank him.
Oh,
which,
yeah,
sometimes is tough, you know? My aunt right now is battling cancer, and she has the most positive attitude. You know what she tells? She's limited to, it's one of my dad's sisters, and she says, you know, sweetheart, I don't tell everybody that I'm having a little hiccup, you know, and I'm having to do treatment again because I need people that are going to speak life and that are going to be prayer warriors, right? I can't have people that are going to be negative Nellies.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, she's got a really good attitude, and she just says, you know, God's got a plan, right? So.
He's got a plan. And
yes, he
and
does.
He's gonna fulfill his plan no matter
yes,
if it's
sir.
Taking you or leaving you.
Yeah, you know, I had one of the gals at church, she was battling, she had breast cancer a couple years back, and she said, you know what, my prayer was, I said, Lord, I'm going to win either way. I'm going to win if you heal me, and I'm going to win if I get to go home with you. So it's a win-win, no matter how I'm going to look at it.
That's true.
I'm like, yeah, my husband says, you're a double winner if you make it to heaven. You know? My manager told me to congratulate you on the established business since 2017. And, Joe, she did give me the code for the approval, so that you come in at my friends and family rate. So what I just did right now is I sent you an email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it says VIP with Facebook. And I put in there that the monthly is $249, and you're just going to have the one-time $50 setup fee. Okay, so
okay.
Today would be $299. Now, every month after that, it's going to stay at $249. Whether you were with us for 6 months or a year, that price won't change. You're grandfathered into it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, is your first name, is it Joe or is it Joseph and you go by Joe?
It's Joseph, but I go by Joe.
Okay. I'm going to notate that there. Now, Joe, this phone number, the 423-833-7571, is that always going to be the best number to reach you?
No, that's my business phone.
Okay. What number, like when we're communicating with you with updates and follow-ups, what number do you prefer that we call you on?
423-833-5573.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that number you can also get text messages on, correct?
Correct.
Beautiful. Now, I'm looking at the Google Business profile, and it reads as Extreme Excavation with the LLC. You want
correct.
The LLC to show, correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay. Now, there's this address that's showing on that profile. It's 711 Marlboro Drive, Johnson City,
correct.
37601.
Correct. That's my home
okay.
address.
That's what I was just about to ask you. Now, you have, because you go, you know, to go do the job at, you know, the business or at the residence, no one comes to you to pick out, you know, products or buy products. So
no.
Typically what we do is we hide the address. Are you okay with us hiding the address?
I tried to hide it to begin with, but they wouldn't let me.
Okay, we'll hide it for you. Don't worry about that. We're going to take care of that. We'll make sure it's hidden, okay? All right, and then I want to go over some notes with you. These are going to be notes for my technician before we start going over billing because I want them to know where to start from, okay? Now, you're open to both residential and commercial, correct, Joe?
Correct.
Okay. And then, let's see here. Are you licensed and insured? I know you got the LLC, right? But do you have any special licensing?
Yeah. No, I'm insured.
Okay,
so
beautiful.
That's general liability.
Beautiful, and you got the LLC. Now, I know obviously is excavating that we're putting, but what else do you want me to notate on your services?
Your house demolition.
Okay.
Roads, new roads or rebuild roads.
Okay.
House seats, house footers,
land, uh-huh.
Land clearing.
I was just going to say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do any major grading or resloping?
Yeah.
Okay. Any gravel or dirt haul?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what other services I could think of. What about, do you do any, like, basement drainage or channel installation?
Yes.
Okay.
Gutter drainage systems.
Oh, gutter drain systems, too. Okay, let me put that.
French drains.
Uh-huh. What about anything with septic?
I do not have a septic license.
Okay.
But
I
can do it, but,
I noticed on your Facebook it says retaining walls.
That's what I was getting ready to say. We do retaining walls.
Okay, good. Awesome. So let me put that down there too. All right, perfect. And then they'll go over more with you in detail as well. And then I'm putting residential and commercial. Okay, now your hours of operation, what I saw on your profile was Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday and Sunday is closed. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
But I will work on Saturdays, you know, I have to.
Okay. And, you know, that's according to how you schedule, right? But for the most part, we're just going to put that typically Saturday and Sunday is closed. And then, you know, you schedule that as at your discretion. Now, with the Facebook ads, okay, we could target as far as 50 miles. Now, you
yeah.
target Greenville and Deathfield is what Tara put down. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Greenville. So, yeah, that's about less than 50 miles, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to put it at 50 or put it like 40 miles? What do you
We've been to Dandridge.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's even well, that's an hour drive. I'll do an hour radius. I don't know how many miles I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's about 50.
Yeah.
And when we communicate with you, Joe, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
It don't matter. You can, a lot of times I'm on a machine and I can't
uh-huh.
hear it ring. So if you text.
So if we text, yeah. Okay, so I'll put all. So this way if they do call you and you don't answer, they'll send you a quick text like, hey, we tried to reach you. Give us a call when you have a moment. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And then let's see here. I'm going to grab that link for your Google Business profile so that they know which one to attach. Okay. And we're going to also continue to help you get reviews. So through our tracking and reporting system, what I love about it is that you can go in there and just plug in your client's phone number or their email address, and it will automatically send them a link to click on to leave you a review. Okay? We encourage it
okay.
because it's the modern-day word of mouth, right?
Right.
So it's not like I'm going to probably tell you my age when I say this, but it's not like when I was growing up and my dad, you know, would call my uncle and say, hey, do you know a plumber or, you know?
Yeah.
So it's so funny because I always say, I'm going to tell you my age when I talk about the yellow pages and the white pages. Some people don't even remember it. So.
Yeah.
We used to always get it at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year on your doorstep in the morning when you'd wake up. It'd be right there.
Right.
Now, we're going to build you this website. You do have a business logo, right?
I guess. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we can – I thought I saw like a business card or something it looked like
yeah,
on
yeah.
your –
Yeah, I did have
okay.
a card, yeah.
Okay. I'll have the team look at it to see if they can create that as a logo, just taking off the P.O. box on there. And then I'm going to put that you have pictures. Let's see here. And then we'll purchase a domain because I noticed, like, on the website you used to have, do you still have that domain? Did you
no.
renew it or no? Okay, so we'll get you a new
no.
one. Okay, we'll purchase one for you. On you
okay.
know, we're not going to charge you for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, Joe, we're going to start going over billing, okay? Now, I'm going to walk you through, before I process a transaction, I will walk you through what I call a voice verification recording, and it's because I have you at that pre-discounted agreement. And what it's going to do, it's going to be an added form of protection for you as well, Joe, that we'll send in writing with your invoice, okay? Now,
okay.
when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, okay, just do me a favor and stop me so I can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Nadine, What does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before I even process that transaction. Sound good?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Joe, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Stream Excavation, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Lane, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Joe, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to actually text you to your cell phone. I'm going to text you our phone number, okay? Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Anytime that we reach out to you, we will be calling you from that 877 number. But also, okay, if you need to reach us, you have the number already programmed in your phone, okay? Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls. So let me send it to your cell phone now. You have your cell phone on you, right? Because I want to make sure you get the text.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me know when it comes through before I proceed, because I want to make sure you got it. Did you hear the little beep if the text came in?
No.
Okay. I'm going to also send it to your business phone, too, because you also get text messages on there as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to send it to both, so this way you have it on both phones, just in case. Let me send it there right now. It might take it a minute or two to go to your other phone, but let me send it to your one that we're on now. Okay? And I just sent it.
Okay, 877-635-6225.
Correct. So just make sure you save that number. Beautiful. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Joe, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to Local Splash.
Okay.
You will be provided a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you can choose, Joe, that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like?
I guess a mother's maiden name.
And what was your mom's maiden name?
Jeffries.
Jeffries.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you get a call and you're not sure if it's actually Local Splash on the call. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it's not us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, kindly disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, an example that I also want to give you is several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, and they basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing, like running Yelp ads, okay? If you do receive those calls and you are interested in trying it out, let me know, and we can offer you a discounted rate, okay?
Well, actually, I'm already on Yelp, supposed to be.
Yes, you have a Yelp profile, but what I'm talking about is like a Yelp ad, like running an actual ad on Yelp.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, so you're doing that already? Oh, good.
I'm supposed to have one.
Okay. No worries then. So that's good that you already have it. So, yeah. So typically, I just say because some of my clients get called by Yelp and they don't do Yelp ads. So in that case that you are, good for you. Awesome. Make sure you answer those messages when they message you, though, on the Yelp ads.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
I'm going to explain it. I always do. So basically what I'm saying here, okay, Joe, is I'm not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What I'm saying is that before you do, just give us a call to let us know that you're going to do another marketing. We just want to make sure that it's not already something that we're already doing for you, because we want you spending more money. Okay?
Exactly. I'm not planning on doing any more marketing other than you and
you. Okay, perfect. So, again, it's just asking you, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I agree.
Now, as part of our verification process, we always like to be proactive, right? It is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner, okay? These may include business license, like your LLC or registration, may include your proof of insurance and any other items that are recommended for the Google Business Profile verification, okay? You already have that profile, but we do like to have these things already in the back office. So if Google at any point ever requested that from us, we're not calling and bugging you to now get it to us, okay?
Okay.
Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, because failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame could result in delays or suspension of your account with us, okay? So do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I agree.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 15th. 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a four-month verbal agreement. So basically, Joe, we're telling you stick it out 4 months, okay? Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 15th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. You must speak with the live representative if you need to cancel, okay? Now, if you cancel your account within the first 120 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. If you cancel it after the 120 days, there's no termination fee. Okay. To prevent those charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due.
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Okay. Now, Joe, the card that you're going to be using today that will stay on file, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Well, I need to give you my personal account, because there's people that take money out of my account, and I don't want to have yours bounce. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. No worries. Now, if at any time, right, you get a business account and you want to switch the form of payment, just let us know. So this way
okay.
we make sure that the payment's coming out of the right form of payment that you want it to come out of. Okay?
Yeah. I want it to come out of the business, but for right now, use my account till I get these other business, account back in order.
Exactly. And then when you get a business account, right, when you get it in order, just make sure that you at least call, at the very least, you know, before your next payment comes out, because you know your payment's always going to be on the 15th, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So this one, does it only say Joseph Lane on it, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial, E.
E, like Edward?
That's exactly what my name is.
No way.
yeah, way.
Or E like Echo.
Well, it's not Echo. It's Edward.
Oh, wow.
I was named after both my grandpas.
Aw.
One was named Joseph, one was named Edward.
Aw. You know what? That's got such a good ring to it, though. You know how sometimes some first names and middle names don't
exactly.
They're not like a good flow? Joseph Edward? That's just got a good flow to it. And
okay.
is it the same billing address as well, Joe?
Exactly. Yes, it is.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Well, it's a Visa.
And then I'm ready whenever you are for the numbers.
But one thing.
Yes, sir.
It'll be tomorrow before I have money in there, okay?
Okay, so we need to charge it tomorrow, right? Not today.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. What time tomorrow?
Any time tomorrow, because I'll put it in there today.
Okay. So let's do this. Let me just update the billing so that way it doesn't charge it today. I'm going to put for tomorrow, which is the 16th. Okay?
16th, okay.
Yeah. And then, let's see, so would it be okay to charge it at 10 o'clock in the morning? Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So let's do that. So we're going to change it to the 16th. Okay, let me just update it on my end because I don't want it to run the card today. Okay, perfect. So I fixed that. Okay, good.
Okay.
So tomorrow on the 16th at 10 o'clock is when it's going to charge the card. So now that means your billing date's not going to be the 15th, okay? It's going to be the 16th,
all
right? Okay. Because since we're running the payment tomorrow, that means that I'm going to switch your billing date to be on the 16th, okay? So just remember that. It's not going to be the 15th now. It'll be the 16th.
Okay.
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 And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. It's 4294-1380-4153-9276.
Okay. 4294-1380-4153-9276, correct?
Correct.
Expiration, month and year?
0926.
0926, and then your CVV code on the back.
667.
Okay. So, here's what we're going to do. I was going to ask you, Joe, do you get a lot of spam calls right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, here's what we're going to help you with, okay? As part of our program, we're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your business phone, okay? So the call's still going to come directly to you. This local tracking number, it's not going to completely stop the spam calls, but it is going to lessen them. This is how you're also going to be able to track what calls are really coming from our program, because it'll track it for you, okay? So, again, it won't completely stop the spam calls, but you won't be getting as many because it's going to have this local tracking number. And if one even came through, it, you can automatically block it. You can go in and block it, okay? So that doesn't cost you more. It's something that we include, okay? So I'm glad I asked you about that because I know a lot of times people get a lot of spam calls and it's just like too much, you know? Okay, so here's what's going to happen tomorrow. Once I run the payment at 10 o'clock tomorrow, okay, I'm going to call you to make sure you got your receipt because we're going to send it both to your email and in a text message, okay? And okay. Then I'm going to also schedule a client interview for you with one of my technicians, okay, so that way they can go over the website with you when how they're going to build it, what pictures, they're going to talk to you about your business logo, they're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads. That's where the real magic happens, okay? So once I process the payment at 10, I'm going to call you, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me before I let you go back to work? I appreciate you, you know, spending the time with me on the phone.
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'm so excited for you, Joe. I'm really excited.
I'm going to get a lot of work.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you. You keep that open communication with us. Let us do the work, okay? But we keep open communication. We'll update you as things are being processed because we want you to stay with us for a long time because our program's working. So trust me that we're going to do everything we can to get you the results that you need so that you can continue expanding your business and growing, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I will talk with you tomorrow after 10 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Joe. Have a very blessed day, okay?
You too. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.